This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Surging voter registration in the United Kingdom. Here's an interesting voter registration story, but it's not in the United States, but the United Kingdom. I've been hearing about this phenomenon for weeks whenever I spoke with our organizers in England. ACORN was working on a specialized program before the coming snap election to register tenants. Speaking over the last several weeks with Nick Ballard, head organizer of ACORN UK, he reported that 1 million registered in a week, and then this week mentioned almost 250,000 in one day. It could be a game changer. The numbers are making news around the world, and they are significant. As reported in The Independent, according to the Electoral Reform Society, before the final deadline at midnight on 26 November, there had been 3,191,193 applicants to register in the period from the day the election was called on 29 October to midnight on Monday. That's an average of 114,000 per day. The figure is 38% higher than the 2,315,893 applications to register in a similar period in a 2017 election, which equated to an average of 68,000 registrations per day. The sheer numbers alone are not the only reason that the registration surge could make a difference. It's also who is registering that catches your eye. The Independent notes that the Electoral Reform Society said that of the applications made since the election was called in October, so far 2,125,064 applications, 67% of the total, were made by people aged 34 or younger. And as the cutoff for registrations grows closer, an even greater proportion of young people are registering. On Monday, November 25th, 336,443 people applied to register, with 72% of applications from people aged 34 or under. No one believes that this tsunami of youth registration is a good sign for the Conservatives or for the Brexiteers. The snap election was called as the Conservatives, led by Prime Minister Boris Johnson, tried to force Brexit, the exit of Britain from the European Union, to a hard departure without an agreement with Brussels. Through various efforts, both fair and foul, Johnson had tried to fast-walk the mess through Parliament, even hornswoggling the Queen at different points, and was finally forced to an election to determine who represents the majority in the country, the Conservatives and their allies, or Labour and theirs. Much is at stake, not only within the EU, but whether Scotland and Northern Ireland remain in the United Kingdom as well. In this context, young voters are critical because their opposition to Brexit has been most intense there, while support has been strongest over 65. In the U.S., our experience is that first-time residents are more likely to vote than others, so for the Conservatives, this is worth worrying. The picture isn't clear, though. The Election Commission says 1 million registrants might be duplicates because, if anything, the database in the U.K. is worse than a state-by-state patchwork quilt we have here. Furthermore, the majority of cumulative votes could go with Labour, but like the U.S. Electoral College, what matters is the vote in each constituency in Parliament, since that will determine whether Johnson and the Conservatives get their mandate to mayhem and rule or their walking papers. Two more weeks will tell the story. Registration is now history. The vote will be worth watching. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.